Crickets in the back, they're so abstract.
talk about all the things that we never. I keep it cool with you like it's no pressure.
Burlington, at the peak of its snowy season, you can never be too careful exploring the great outdoors. Winter weather can cause slick and icy conditions, leading to increased slipping hazards. To avoid the dangers of unexpected slips and falls, consider wearing traction-heavy boots and steering clear of ice patches.
Take short shuffling steps and pay attention to the condition of your walkways. Also, always dress for the occasion. Hypothermia and frostbite are real concerns in northern Vermont, and they are no joke.
Wear many layers, protect your hands with gloves or mittens, wear warm and safe shoes, and safe, and protect your ears with a hat or a handy set of headphones tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
This message has been brought to you by your safe winter-loving DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
You just heard Like a Charm from Silas Short. And previously to Silas Short was Harrison with Feels Like Yesterday. Woo from Erykah Badu.
Woo.
We also had Hollywood from Victoria Monet featuring Earth, Wind & Fire and Hazel Monet. We also had El Que Se Fue from Roberto Roina and the Apollo Sound. We also had Sua Beleza e Beleza from Adrian Young. And we also kicked the set off with Let's Take Our Time from Duran Jones and The Indications.
The Victoria Monet, sorry, Frank just like shorted out. The Victoria Monet is one of my favorite records. We're spinning vinyl here in the booth for the first time in a minute. Seriously. We finally got our records back up here. DJ Dij crafted that amazing transition between Hollywood from Monet to Woo by Badu, which rhymed, which makes me feel very special.
Woo by Badu.
And then next we are... Whew, okay. It is cold out today.
Going back to the records next.
Yeah. We're going to play something from The Olympians, which is a beats-focused record that I liked the cover of at one of the Nectar's record store record days.
When Nectar's actually
was
existed.
R.I.P. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
DJ Dij and I actually met at Nectar's, the second real official time we ever met.
Yeah, it was a, the first time we met was, literally 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. I ended up talking to your roommate for longer.
Yeah.
But the first time we really met was at a Nectar's Grateful Dead cover band show on a Tuesday night, 2 weeks into freshman year. Barely.
It was either a Tuesday night.
It was a Tuesday night. Because I remember the next day being like, I'm never going out on a Tuesday night again. Because
wow.
I was so tired the next day.
Oh my God, all is being revealed right now.
No, because I was tired.
Damn. No, I was exhausted actually the next day.
We were up to 2 a.m.
I went to class the next day and we were in LASP. And I remember just getting to class being like,
I'm tired.
Exhausted. But I did go out on another Tuesday night.
To go see a show.
Yeah, and I probably still will in the future.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Well, you went out on the eve of your 21st birthday, and then when it turned midnight, you went into the bars.
Because it was a Thursday, which is a normal time to go.
A Thursday night?
Yeah.
Is it?
We're just not in Greek life.
No, I know we're not in Greek life, but I guess Thursday nights for me would be an ideal time out now with my schedule.
Yeah. Often DJ Dij and I curl up with the Pit every Thursday night on the couch with
yeah,
some
which is
good
like
sushi.
You know, just like a total nice, easygoing watch. Nothing heavy happens.
Nothing
on that
heavy.
One.
Sometimes then we should start throwing on Studio Ghibli movies after that.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
I know.
Honestly,
I have to watch a couple still.
Seen Spirited Away, Totoro, Kiki's.
Have you seen Princess Mononoke yet?
No.
Oh, so good. Boy and the Heron is the weirdest one, in my opinion.
We started to watch Boy and the Heron, and then it got kind of sad and dark. And then
it's really dark.
And then I fell asleep. But I loved it. I loved it. The music was amazing.
Music's incredible.
Yeah.
We'll play something from that. This
All
is a good thing for the cold.
Got amazing.
Yeah.
Scores.
We'll play something from, I think, Spirited Away. Probably
from I Think.
Yeah.
From I Think.
From I Think.
From I Think.
Is there an album? We'll find that, too.
We're going to find... No, Tyler, the Creator, I think.
Oh.
You probably can't play that in the air.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents just saw Marnie Supreme.
Your dad has already seen it.
No,
he
hasn't.
We talked about Marty Supreme.
Oh, well, my mother just saw Marty Supreme and is now making a needlepoint canvas for the ping pong ball.
Really? The mm-hmm. orange one?
Yeah.
There wasn't enough orange ping pong balls.
I know. It was like a scene and they moved on.
Well, and then there's like when they throw them out the window. That's not a spoiler.
No, that's pretty accurate for the whole movie.
What?
Getting thrown out the window, defenestrated. That's my favorite vocab word, by the way.
I've never heard this word before.
DJ Goose's vocab word of the day, which I will be starting now for the next year and a half. We still have a show.
Lovely.
Is defenestrate is to be thrown out of a window. Because D means through, like, and then fenester, that root, is Latin for window.
Okay.
And straight would be like to be. So like defenestrate, to be thrown out the window.
Defenestrate.
Mm-hmm. And if the past tense would be defenestrated.
Yes. And then future?
Defenestrate? No.
I'm just trying to...
I know. I don't know enough about this word, but I just think it's one of the funniest words ever.
It's like vocabulary jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like keep
defenestrate.
Going. Defenestrate. Defenestrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're okay. Off on that tangent. What are we playing from this
record? We're playing the opening track to the Olympians. I'm guessing that this is self-titled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-titled album. This is Sirens of Jupiter from the Olympians. Only on WRUV-FM.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back.
It is 7:05 here in Burlington. You're tuned into Digging the Ice with DJ Goose and
DJ Dig.
It is on 90.1 WREV FM Burlington, or wherever you can tune into Wi-Fi or a cellular service.
Damn right.
Yeah. Not your VPN, apparently.
That's right. No, well, it's part of the signature for DJ Goose.
Because I panicked once, like, a long time ago. And thus we are here.
But it works.
It does work.
It works. You Gotta Move by Chris Potter is what you just heard from his Live at the Village Vanguard record from just a couple of years ago. Vampire's Castle from Daniel Lopatin from the one and only Marty Supreme soundtrack. Mm-hmm. We should talk about Marty Supreme.
We should.
We also had Stay By Me from Henri, some classic J-pop in there. We also had Weird and Wonderful.
Did they play that? Sorry, I don't remember playing that.
Before the Marty Supreme one, remember?
No.
The cover was like her with like the glasses and she's like from afar and they have like the white bars on the side.
I'll listen to that album later today. It'll probably be really good.
Weird and Wonderful from Bad Bad Not Good.
Started the set off with that. No, it was second to the set.
Sirens of Jupiter by the Olympians. But yeah, Weird and Wonderful. It was Weird and Wonderful.
It was definitely... I turned to DJ Dig and was like, this is weird and wonderful. I like when they're named accurately.
Exactly as marketed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Chris Potter's made us, we wanted to move. You gotta move.
Oh, I moved.
Yes, he did.
I was dancing in the studio, actually.
So, today in the booth, we have been talking about words upon words, but we've been thinking about, like, the recent Oscar nominations.
Yes.
One of the ones I'm really excited about is Sentimental Value got nominated for a bunch of awards.
Which I haven't seen.
Which is incredible. And DJ Dig and I will see it soon.
But you've seen it.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
So I started to watch it last night. I only got like 20 minutes in, and I loved what I saw.
All right, we did start it last night.
I loved what I saw. But
yeah.
I haven't gotten to
the beginning scene. It just like meat and potatoes. Hooks you right in.
Oh, yeah. And plus, like, that whole, like, so the whole opening scene is like her getting ready, right?
No, the beginning of the opening scene.
Oh, it was the.
It's the characterization of the house.
Yes.
Which isn't really a spoiler because it happens like 10 minutes in. It's the characterization of the house, which becomes like integral to the plot for the rest of the movie.
That house does?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So, you know, like how Beloved.
Oh, God. 1-2-4?
Well, the 1-2-4 is like a character.
Yeah, 1-2-4 was spiteful.
Mm-hmm. So it's 1-2-4 and Beloved by Toni Morrison is its own character, and you can do a whole character analysis of the house.
Yeah.
But it's never explicitly stated, like, this house is a character in this novel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They make it really clear from, like, the first second of this movie that the house is a character in the film.
Ooh.
So it's not even you have to go digging. It's like, no, look at this house. This house is really important. This house is another character.
That kind of explains, like, all the shots of, like, the windows mm-hmm. and just, like, focusing on it, zooming in and out. And I was just like, well, I mean, it's a cool-looking window.
Because mm-hmm. it's an intergenerational story, right? So it's about, like, generations and like, fathers and daughters, kind of. But, like...
The house is like a filmmaker.
Yeah, but the house has been passed down.
Generation.
So it has that whole aspect to it. It's one of my favorites I've seen recently. It made me cry. My dad and I were watching it in this theater in Jersey. And he looked over and he kept hearing sniffling. I was like, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I mean, that's a good sign, honestly.
Yeah.
For a movie to do that to you. Yeah.
And I had no idea what it was going to go. I don't normally watch dramas because they take a lot out of me emotionally, honestly, I've realized.
Well, freshman year, UVM Film Club screened the director who made Sentimental Value his last.
I didn't get to see that one.
Called The Worst Person in the World. Mm-hmm. And the famous daughter,
mm-hmm.
she's the main in that movie.
Right.
And that movie, like, I probably saw it with 3 or 4 of my friends, and we were, like, torn to shreds
right.
at the end, because it was just like, wow, that was unbelievable.
No, this movie, Sentimental Value, is incredible. And it also, you know, there are a lot of films out there about making movies within the film, And they can get kind of cliche.
Especially within families.
Mm-hmm. Of like, okay, we're this is a movie about making a movie is kind of like the plot.
Right.
If you like aren't going to squint. If you squint, like that's the plot
if
in there.
If you look closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if like you read between the lines, like that's technically the overarching thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they play with it. So they play with the language.
Watch this movie.
They play with language in it of like who, what language are you filming this movie in?
Oh,
are you filming it in English? Are you filming it in?
Is it Dutch?
Dutch. I think it's Dutch or
is
one
it,
of the other
is it Norwegian?
Nordic. It might be Norwegian.
Is it Norwegian?
Skarsgård. What does he speak?
Stellan, right?
Yeah,
that's his name. Hold on, I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah. So it plays with language in it. Also a lot of like. Getting movies made with money, like that kind of comes is incredible. 10 out of 10, definitely everyone should go see it if you can.
You're giving it a
no,
10
I think I gave 10. It an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
But Marty Norwegian. Supreme, Norwegian.
Yeah.
Marty Supreme also got nominated for a bunch. Sinners got is the now
16 nominations.
It's
for
the
Sinners.
Most ever
of yeah. any movie ever. Like that's insane. That's insanity. I'm saying it's well deserved, but I'm also saying like 16 nominations is a humongous feat. That is huge. Seriously,
yeah.
What? Do we have?
My father just asked if I said that he was sniffling, and he said that I was too, and I just told him I said I was sniffling, but he was also.
All right, well, that's kind of...
Yeah. There are many movies I've seen with my dad that are, like, father-daughter movies, and we both leave, like, crying.
Yeah, but, like, this is, like, one of those where it's, like, that is, I think, the movie, right? I haven't seen it, but it's, like, okay, father, two daughters.
I think there are others that are more about the father-daughter relationship. This is more about, like, a family that's been... a little bit more torn apart. So there's a whole divorce in the background that happened.
Uh-huh.
So there's like...
He's been absent. Yeah.
So there's kind of that more like absent father thing going on.
It's a whole other
layer. It's an incredible film.
I'm very...
Sinners I'm really excited about, though. Being nominated for a bunch.
I rewatched it over this past winter break because when it came out, it was like just beginning of summer and it was like spring was wrapping up and I was
we
like...
We saw it. I had no idea what I was watching. We saw it opening night.
We saw it opening night.
Which isn't... It's crazy because I think DJ Dij and I sometimes are like ahead of the curve or like on the curve. DJ Dij is always ahead of the curve. I'm normally on the curve.
I don't know about being ahead of the curve. Sometimes I'm really behind. Like Geese, like I was just like, oh, it's a good album. And then
and
now I'm
like,
it's the best album I've ever heard of this decade and everything. And I'm just being like ridiculous about it. But
we saw that and you were just like, let's go see this movie. And I had no idea what I was going to see. And I think I did not like it as much as I thought I was going to.
I started my day off. I remember when it came out. I remember it was like, oh, that movie came out today. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see that. And then, like, the next thing I saw on my phone was Spike Lee, like, praising it like crazy. He's like, you got to go see this in the movie theater. And I'm like,
okay.
You should go see it.
Yeah.
The movie. And, yeah, it was a great decision. And I watched it over break and still holds up. Seriously. Like, a fantastic story.
It's so good. I think I just remember being like, what did I do? When I left, I just remember being like, did I just watch a blockbuster movie or like a film?
Yeah,
and
you
I got
were
very
confused.
I think I was not vibing with the fact that it was a vampire movie.
I didn't see it as a vampire
I
movie.
I know, because it marketed itself as a vampire movie.
Yeah.
So then when I watched it, I was like, this is not a vampire movie.
It
like
hit
genuinely,
me.
It doesn't feel like one. It feels like a much bigger collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were standing in Al's Fries
mm-hmm.
afterward, and I was like, I think that's about, like the dangers of music.
I didn't think that.
No. Like,
yeah.
Music is obviously so beautiful,
right.
But it's also just, like, this is what it could do to people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what people will do to get the music that they want or hear the music that they want. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I
might have seen it again. And, like, really, like, watching a lot of video analysis and, like, really thinking about the movie again, like, post-watch.
I haven't watched, like, any analysis.
I've watched annoyingly too much. But, like...
That's fair.
There's a lot in that movie where they could have really messed up. And so much of the portrayal of, like, that time is so beautiful, honestly, and so real.
Yeah.
And, like... Like, I think about, like, One Battle After Another, too, which got nominated for a bunch, where it's, like...
Yeah.
The way actually, like, really important issues are being portrayed.
Well, the vampires, like, I mean, I guess it... I don't even see them as vampires. Sinners, we were speaking about. But I know...
The one with Michael B. Jordan.
With Michael B. Jordan, and one of the biggest shocks, actually, from the whole nomination praise that the film is getting is, like, Delroy Lindo got nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Did he really?
I was not expecting at all. And you know what? Sean Penn's performance in One Battle After Another was great, but I really want to see Delroy Lindo win an Oscar, because that would be amazing. Delroy Lindo was in a lot of amazing films, especially back in the day. He was in a lot of Spike Lee classics like Clockers, and I think he was in Malcolm X as well. He was in Malcolm X. But I just, I was thinking about, like, the fact that I probably will never get to see a movie like Sinners again.
Or it's very unique. I think if people try and recreate it, they're going to fail.
Yeah.
Because it tore through the box office.
That is a good sign, though, if people try to recreate it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it's like withstanding the test of time.
I agree with that. A big part about Sinners and the press since was no one was expecting it to do so well.
Yeah.
And then the, like, pitting against Marty Supreme and Sinners that happened of, like...
Oh, which one? Well, yeah, but that's because of, like, the Best Actor race.
Yeah, which I disagree with.
Well, some of the criticism about... Personally, I thought... Chalamet
was freaking incredible.
I think that was probably... That was, like, the most exciting movie I watched all year, was Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
But you know what?
There are so many... This was a great year for movies. I do think...
Yeah.
Last year, I think we did the same thing, too. We talked about this. I thought last year's round was, like, stronger, but some of these movies were so incredible.
I think that this year's Oscars is one of the strongest in years. In, like, 6 years, it hasn't been
across all boards.
Like, I don't want to pull it, but, like, 2019 was, like, the last year where, like, the movies were that consistently good. In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, Parasite came out in 2019. Like, that's...
I'm so happy. I like... Some of the movies I watched freshman year with, like, you and, like, your roommates were always just very funny. Because it was, like, you're watching this movie, and this movie I'd never seen and would probably never sit down and watch myself.
That,
like,
was the last Parasite, time I watched it.
Hereditary.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see with you, but I saw with your roommates.
You did, yeah. And that was... Well, that was sophomore year you watched that.
Yeah, I kind of blend the two together. I'm in a dorm.
That's fair. Yeah, good point. But you liked Hereditary.
I loved Hereditary. Yeah. I can never rewatch that movie.
That's low-key a comfort watch for me.
That's terrifying.
In the same way that, like, The Shining is.
I've also never seen The Shining. I've never seen The Exorcist. I'm not really a horrors girl. I love horror books. Right now, I think the best up-and-coming genre to find new writers is in horror.
I believe that.
Flat out. It's, like, is so incredible in there.
Horror novel you've read recently that's, like, pretty new?
Low-key, Mona Awad's... It's not going to be put in horror, but it's kind of horror. Rouge by Mona Awad, or Bunny. It's a little bit more thriller.
Yeah.
But it's very much horror.
Like, disturbing, kind of?
I think Rouge by Mona Awad is in that camp.
Great cover.
Yeah, there's another one that I'm about to read that's beautiful. It's also in horror. They're just very, very gritty in a way, and, like,
yeah,
they make you think. Chlorine is probably one of the best horror books I've ever read.
You told me the plot of Chlorine.
I can't say that on there. That stuff is crazy.
No, I know, but, like, DJ Goose told me the plot of Chlorine.
Probably the first times we, like, few weeks into knowing each other.
I want to say 2 weeks. Yeah, maybe. And I.
You bought it, right?
I bought
then and
it
there.
Instantly. I was like, I have to read this book. And I still haven't read it, but I will get around to it.
Soon.
But yes, very soon. But in terms of horror books, I mean, some people call Beloved a horror book. I don't know if I would call it a horror book.
I think putting it in horror would do it.
It's remarkably spiritual.
Harm. Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd call it a...
It's not horror.
Horror novel.
If you put that in horror, you have to put a lot of American history in horror.
Yeah, I mean...
Because...
The things that happen in it are horrifying, but I don't know.
Doesn't belong in horror.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we got 40 minutes left.
Yeah. DJ Dij and I have started doing a lot more of a talking show, because why not? We're awake more than we were last semester at our different time slot.
yeah, and you know what? We prefer it, honestly, this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's last semester, we definitely had some great moments, but it was also one of those things where it was like, we're tired, it's Sunday
night. I pretty
much
fell asleep by this time in the show every time.
Yeah, I was dozing off a little bit. Well, I actually dozed off a little bit last week, too.
That's fine. It was a rough week. First week back is always hard.
It's always difficult.
DJ Didge hasn't said it yet, but I know that he would like to, that the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
I don't want to say anything about it because I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, left out or anything. But, like, you know, it's good to see that, like, times haven't changed too much. And, we're back in the Super Bowl. Obviously, certain things need to change for the better. But this is one of those things that I like to see, you know, fairly consistent, even though it's like a...
You can, like, hear the snarkiness in his voice right now.
Like, I'm not, like, you know, going crazy, like, go Preds, like, da, da, da.
But he is.
It's like, told you so, you know?
Yes.
So, back off.
Well, the Eagles lost. He turns to me and goes, 6 rings.
I didn't mean that. I was trying to antagonize.
Yeah, because the Eagles lost.
I'm sorry about your birds.
It's fine. They deserved it.
Yeah, I don't think they deserved it, though.
They did. That last play was so horrible. If you had tuned in to our show a couple weeks ago when the Birds lost, I was not happy.
I have sympathy for Mr. Barkley, Mr. Hurts,
yes.
Mr. Sirianni, Mr. whoever else, like, you know.
Yeah.
And for you.
Thanks.
Because, you know.
But let's take our time with this and go to the next set. And keep playing music.
Go Patriots.
Let's take our time was the kicker of our show today from Duran Jones and the Indications. You know, and it kind of, sometimes it feels like yesterday, it feels like a good Saturday, which was Harrison by, feels like yesterday off of that release, new release off of the label Stone Throw Records. I cannot currently find my glasses, so reading this, on Spinatron of what our set was is giving me
pain. Glasses are missing.
So We Gotta Move, which was by Chris Potter off of You Gotta Move Live.
And this is Past the Peas from the JBs.
You're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. This is Digging the Ice.
Ladies, I'd like to take this time out just to say that I'm one of the few men in this world who appreciates a good lady today. You see, I consider myself a very lucky fellow to have a lady like I got. So sweet and so mellow. So full of love that I can't get enough of you. Push comes to shove, it seems you always there.
Thank you. this heat. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Digging the Ice, only here on WRAV 90.1 FM Burlington, or wherever you have access to some form of the interweb, the World Wide Web, www.wrav.org. It is currently 9:54, according... Whoa, these clocks are a lot more together than they've been for a while. It's currently 9:55 here in the booth. I'm DJ Goose.
By 28 seconds now. They used to be like a full minute.
They were rough. They were like completely off.
And I'm DJ Didge.
You just heard. Praja Magia? Magia?
Praja Magia. I can't read that. From New Guinea.
And before that, you heard Lusty from Lamb to Star Lake from Joe Hisayashi off of the Howl's Moving Castle soundtrack. Single Serving Jack from the Dust Brothers off of Fight Club. Mellow Mellow. It came on. Mellow Mellow, Right On from Laurel, the Sampled Soul release. We Did All Right from Ryan Montblou off of the release We Did All Right, which DJ Didge said he saw him live.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but yeah, it was 2018, and yeah, we saw him live. He was fantastic in my hometown of Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh.
We also had What Is Fight Club
from the Dust Brothers.
Just so we're clear. Not a fan.
DJ Didge is reading Fight Club right now.
I finished it.
It was a rough watching him try and muscle through that.
If it wasn't for class, I would have never read the book.
Yeah.
But I could say that I've read it, and I think it sucks. Pass the Peas as well from the JBs kicked off the set. And yeah, we've got little to no time left here.
This might be it for the show.
This might be it for the show.
We hope you
got a lot of snow to scuffle through outside.
Oh boy. Stay warm out there, folks. Please wear gloves, mittens, do not have any exposed skin out there for more than 10 to 15 minutes. Saturday was the highest frostbite potential of a day, but it's still going to be pretty chilly out. And keep those hands in pockets if you don't have gloves. Stay safe on the roads. Don't drive unless you have to, or if you're going to be crazy like me and probably chase some powder. Be safe and be in a car that has four-wheel drive and can drive in this type of snow.
That's right. Take DJ Goose's advice and flourish in these snowy days to come. And we will see you next Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. where we will be digging the ice once again, 1 week closer to the Super Bowl. And it probably... I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
He's so happy. It's 7:57 p.m.
And I'm DJ Didge.
And I'm DJ Goose.
Go Patriots.
Oh, my gosh.
Digging the Ice. 6 to 8 p.m. We'll catch you next week.
Only on WRAV 90.1 FM Burlington.
Stay safe, folks.